Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Mega 64 Podcast, episode 108, and this is Los Angeles, home of the Dodgers and Hollywood and the cast of
Friends,
and the Dog Thrower and Newhart
and
Martha Stewart and fuck.
What the fuck was that?
Mark my words, I don't need acceptance. No. I'm catching interceptions on you innocent pedestrians. Suckers keep on flexing, I'm bringing out the rifle. Don't be shaking dice, watching Miami Vice. Serve through my slice, that's a given. Now I'm the man, but I'm crawling like a kitten. Teaching how to be the man, how to be the boss. How to come through with seven coats to the gloss. Show you how to be the man. Show you how to be the man. Show you how to be the man, how to be the boss, how to buy the car.
We're back.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. Mega 64 Comedy Podcast. Now, you may notice a funny hat or two. You may notice a smile or two. That's us. We are comedians, and welcome. We are theatrical.
Let's reintroduce ourselves, because that got cut off. Welcome, everybody. You've tuned into the right place, the Mega 64 Podcast, the number one video game podcast on the internet. I'm your host, Derek Acosta, along with my co-host, the lovely
Rocco Bodie. I am Rocco Bodie, the critical thinker of the group, kind of the positive guy of the group. And I'm all about positivity, and I'm all about church for people who don't like to go to church.
And our special guest tonight is the Super Saiyan.
Oh, Sean.
Sorry.
That's why you're not a host, Sean.
I know. Sean, hi. My name is Sean. I am a guest, and I have to thank my host for coming. Let me come on. I'm really nervous. I'm so sorry.
I just want to interrupt. I'm going to interrupt. Okay. Cut him off, please. Romantic Greg in the chat was making fun of me. I said critical thinker, and he wrote shitical thinker. I just want to say to Romantic Greg, and I do like to keep it positive, but go fuck yourself. I'm trying to do a comedic job here. I'm trying to bring some positivity and something that children are going to enjoy, and you're the one taking a shit on our stream, so I want to say fuck you.
And to, what was his name? Greg?
Romantic Greg.
Romantic Greg, I say keep on doing your thing, buddy. Fly high.
I say
woo to doot doo.
I say I agree with you.
Chism is goo.
I agree.
Well, it's me against the crowd, I guess.
Isn't that the always
shouldn't
the way?
Have said anything.
I want to get things right. I want to give a shout out to our sponsors, Loot Crate. Check them out. Yep. LootCrate.com. Go to Loot Crate. Sign up. Use the special promo code Mega64.
Go to LootCrate.com/Mega64 to sign up.
That's okay. It's on the screen already. People can see it right now.
Let's clarify to //. Can we get a confirmation on that?
Yeah, I can give you a confirmation. We got a back on this one.
All right. Use the // key.
Back.
Go to Loot Crate. We got the newest Loot Crate with us.
We have it?
You get a box of stuff every month, and it's a mystery. What's inside it? You don't know.
Can we open it?
We got the new one right here. We're going to open it up.
As Rocco is unveiling that, maybe we'll grab a knife. I also want to talk about our other sponsor of the night.
What?
Well, you're not going to believe this.
Who?
The most comfortable chairs on earth. Sumo, baby.
That's right. They're back.
They're back, baby.
SumoLounge.com.
Sponsored by SumoLounge.com. Mega64's old-time friend and enemy, depending on how we feel about them. Right now, we're on good terms. So,
our friend Tupac the Robot is on the Sway. And it's the corduroy version.
Corduroy.
Sway.
And it's so comfortable. You want to take a little nap, a siesta?
All you old fogies out there, this next joke is not for the kids. This is for the old people. This sumo is modeled after the MTV News host, Sway.
Coming soon, sumo's got a new Caduce edition. It don't do shit.
That's right. And if you want they are going to release a sumo that is old and leathery, and that is the Kurt Loder edition.
Also, they have one that's covered in spikes, and it's really fucking cool. It's the Jesse edition. Check it out.
But it hasn't really, they haven't done much with it lately.
Actually, no, and to Mr. Kurt Loder, I know you're watching, that was just a joke. I'm a big fan. So no,
we all love
no
Kurt Loder. Hate. I think he's still on MTV.
No hate here.
I think he might have just left.
I think he's like the one. Oh, really? He's gone?
I also want to thank our own sponsor, the best sponsor always, us. Shop.mega64.com. The Digital Surfer shirt is on sale officially now, and it's going fast.
Hey, real talk. If you wear a medium or a large, you should order that right now because they are very close to being sold out already. Thank you for everyone who ordered the Digital Surfer shirt. Fuck yeah, dude.
The what shirt?
The Digital Surfer shirt.
Digital Surfer.
The Digital Surfer shirt.
If you're doing regular surfing, stay home.
If you're doing channel surfing, not good enough.
No.
But Digital Surfer, get our shirt. It's the softest shirt ever. Let's open up our loot crate.
Let's open up the loot crate. The theme,
what's going to be in it?
The theme for this month's loot crate is...
What? Open it up. Let's find out.
We were told...
I was cut off.
Oh, sorry. I thought you didn't know.
Because I was told. But now I forgot.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
All these words flying around here. Okay. Let's let Derek have his turn, Sean.
This is my last week. I apologize.
Yeah, let's finally let Derek have his turn.
I'll let the host have their
turn. Here's the thing. Sean, it's never enough FaceTime for Sean.
Never. That's true.
Egomaniac.
Yeah.
When does Derek get his moment in the sun?
One day.
One day after Sean...
quits.
With a gun.
Wow.
A quit with a gun.
You're going to cut your neck with a gun.
Anyways,
oh, my God.
Are we opening this thing?
All right, here we go.
What are we doing, Rocco?
What are we waiting for?
It is the year of the...
Adventure! That was the fucking theme.
Yeah.
They told us that was the theme.
What's that?
I don't know what that
it's
is.
It's a dog.
It's Jake the dog.
It's the dog from Adventure Time.
It's a figurine inside.
Okay,
we got Minecraft shit here.
We have Minecraft hanging little figures here.
I'll
Minecraft
take that.
Hangers.
Hold on, let me hang this.
Oh, I want that. I wanted that.
You can have it.
After
the podcast.
Yeah, I'll open it up.
And then we got a shirt here.
Ooh.
What is this shirt?
I might like that.
What's Link?
Yeah, it's got Link on it.
Ooh, I've seen that shirt before. We got a Legend of Zelda shirt.
That's cool.
That's tight.
Actually, this creeper keychain looks cool. I can tell you right now, this is a matter of time before the legs break off.
Hey, you don't know.
Because I am very rough with my keychains. But look at that.
Whoa. Best thing you ever see.
The creeper just got a whole lot scarier.
Eric, you can tell me who this is.
Okay.
Oh, it's the guy.
Guess who's creeping?
Finn?
Tonight. Is that the main guy?
No, that's the girl version of him.
Oh, can I have that?
That's Fiona.
That's Fiona.
Eric, you can absolutely have it.
Hey, girls everywhere. Love Fiona.
Know,
Eric is going to give this to a girl.
Stoked.
Hey, you have the little box too.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
These are actually pretty cool. I'm not like the biggest fan of the show, but I think what they do is very cool. Rad. Hell yeah.
And we got a bunch of stuff from some of the Polaris channels.
Oh, very cool.
So you got like Markiplier, a bunch of other people that we know. We got like stickers for them. We got like an album. There's a whole bunch of stuff. We got pins. Thank you, Loot Crate. Thank you for that.
Now, I'm going to say
this is a Zelda. You're probably not going to be able to see this on the camera.
It's like a bottle opener, right?
It is a bottle opener. Ooh. It is the Zelda old man.
Does he say, take this?
And he says, it's dangerous to go alone. Take this. And it looks like he's giving Link the ladder, or... That's not the ladder.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's something. It looks like a vent, honestly. Hey, you know what? Sign up for Loot Crate on your own. Find out for yourself.
Oh, it's the Loot Crate logo, and he's holding it up.
Oh, it's the Loot Crate logo.
That's cool. All right.
So,
I really like this thing.
Hey, this was a good box.
This
is
a good box.
Now, I like the last one better because we had dragon jerky, but this is still pretty good.
Yeah, there's nothing to eat in this one, Sean.
Okay. Go to lootcrate.com/mega64, sign up, get your own crate, and loot it.
Woo!
Baby.
Thank you. All right, we've spent enough time on that. We got our sponsors out of the way. I just want to say, let's just get right down to it so we can say it and move on,
okay.
And we don't have to drag down the podcast too much.
Okay.
Talk about the recent tragedy that everyone's discussing. I just wanted to tackle it and move on.
Okay. We all heard about it. Now we're going to say our bit about it.
I know how everyone feels, and I was disappointed too. Macklemore is racist. And
what?
We promoted him as a beacon of positivity and of...
It turns out...
Equality, and as it turns out, we were lied to.
Macklemore...
How is he racist?
...was not all he was cracked up to be.
I haven't heard this.
So he showed up at a party.
Yeah?
You didn't see the costume he was dressed up in? He had makeup on to hide himself.
Okay.
And it was very, like, Jewish parody. He had a giant nose... long hair and
like glasses.
Is this real life? Does this really happen?
It's really funny because everyone called him out, like, wow, it's kind of like, why'd you have to do that? That's kind of weird.
Sure.
And so he wrote on Twitter, no, I'm not. I'm not racist. A big nose and a long wig and a beard. I mean, that could be anybody. And then Seth Rogen responded to it Really, because if I was going to be a stereotypical racist for Halloween, that would have been my shopping list. And I thought that was really funny. But anyway. So unfortunately, I'm sorry to everybody.
See, yeah, now
racism's back.
Racism, yeah. Unfortunately, is
we
back.
We don't know where racism falls. He releases an album that ends racism, but wears a costume that promotes it. So
I guess we're just back to square one.
I guess we're just going to have to call him an enemy.
Fucking started. Thank you.
Next, what I'm doing in the name of equality, in the name of peace, and in the name of justice, I think we should cancel Martin Luther King Day permanently, forever.
No.
And I think next year should be anti-Macklemore Day.
Oh.
I think that would be a little more appropriate.
I'm going to take it one step further, and I'm going to say next year, all of February, is anti-Macklemore month.
Yeah. I think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
February, I don't think we should dedicate February to anything else. We should just clean the slate. Mm-hmm. February is anti-Macklemore month.
Valentine's Day, canceled. Tell your girlfriend not to listen to Macklemore. That's it. That's all you got to do.
Get her the album, but have it be broken when she opens it.
Yes. Now that's
she
smart.
Can't hear it.
That is fucking
steal
smart.
Steal the album and then break it.
Pirate the album. Go to piratebay.com/Macklemore. Get the album. Break it.
Yeah, burn it to a CD.
Burn it to a CD
snap
and snap
or
it.
Break your computer, whatever.
And then
you
give it
to
your girlfriend on Valentine's Day. And then you have ended racism. Thank you very much.
So thank you for that. I want to say thanks to all the fans because I know you wanted to end racism. We tried.
We tried.
It's that Macklemore fuck that didn't do it. And I would just want to say that him and his little buddy, his little friend there,
friend?
Ben Affleck, can go jump in the fucking lake as far as I'm concerned. You two love racism so much. Why don't you marry it?
Marry racism, you fucks.
You married all those people on the stage during your performance, Macklemore. I bet those were fake, too.
Yeah.
Why don't you have a real marriage to your friend racism, you little shit,
you
bitch.
Fucking fuckhead. Dumb fucko.
Sorry about that. I need to clean the slate. We need to just have some positivity in here, and I apologize for that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a segment, Will I Am, Idiot He Is.
Well, we're doing that already.
It's forcing these jobs overseas where we should be growing those right here in the United States.
Can I ask a question? When it comes to, like, education, like, America, we fought a war on drugs and lost. And all it did was put young people in jail for petty drug crimes, and our prisons are overpopulated, and prison guards get paid more than teachers. Why can't we all agree that we should fight a war on education, starting at from 8 years old to 19 years old, getting kids? Why can't STEM be like project-based learning and mandatory? Why can't we, as a country, keep all the jobs that are around technology in America? Like, I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me at all.
I really do like what you're doing in terms of not just having STEM, but making it STEAM. I do believe that art is one of the keys, because if you can take those people in science and technology and math, one of the beauties in the United States of America is we're creative. We create things. And having those arts engaged in that,
a really educated response to this.
The best way to do that
to
is at
comment.
The state level. What we're frustrated with is we don't want the federal bureaucracy. There shouldn't even be a federal Department of Education.
Will I Am's formulating
because I
want
to drive that down
you're
to
right.
the states. Let them you innovate. Let us in Utah figure out how to educate our kids.
However you do it, why aren't we doing it?
All right, we're gonna continue this. Let me take a break here. We're gonna have more on this, some of the challenges that maybe Washington is missing.
Okay, everybody. So I'm
continue that later.
Now, frankly, I'm with Will I Am. We need to get a war on education.
Yeah, to anybody who missed
right now,
it, Will I Am.
Fuck those teachers.
The
dude.
Creator of the song Let's Get Retarded wants to wage a war on education. Starting with 8 years old, so I guess by the time you're in third grade, that's when you enter the Will I Am section of your education, where we get really tough.
Yeah.
So we're going to toss out first grade, second grade, kindergarten. That doesn't fucking matter.
No.
The war begins third grade from the age of eight on.
Yeah.
Why aren't we?
We're going to stop getting retarded. Let's get educated.
It must be weird to be that famous because you're surrounded by yes men. And they just tell you how smart you are, how funny and clever you are, and you believe it, eventually, I would imagine. And you start going on news channels and talking like this. Like,
who the fuck invited Will.i.am?
That's the thing.
That's
why
the question.
Why is he there?
Why is Will.i.am on the news talking about education reform? Clearly, he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. And this isn't the first time we've given Will.i.am a platform to talk about something he had no clue about the subject matter.
Speak for yourself. I thought he was really good. And I want to say, Eric pointed this out, and it made the clip 10 times funnier to me. The way they talk to him, it's as if there is a 3-year-old in the seat. So when they talk, either, I really love what you're doing. We just want to.
I'm telling you.
Off. It's,
he just
it's
gets his
great.
Ass kicked night and day for his whole life.
Kissed.
And
kissed.
What'd I say?
Kicked.
Kissed. Thank you. And he thinks that he's the fucking smartest thing ever. That's what you get. That's what I get. I think that about myself.
I just don't know who in charge is thinking to themselves, like, we need to get Will.i.am's opinion because that's really important, and he always has something smart to say.
He
Is Meet the Press in a ratings war that I'm not aware of?
I know.
Like, we gotta get these names.
But does Will.i.am
like the
bring
Monday Night
ratings?
Wars for wrestling, but, like, Meet the Press?
Yeah.
But between, like, selling computer chips and talking about education reform, you are giving the stupidest guy really intellectual topics to talk about. And just who's
and he making, doesn't know anything
who's
about
who's making these decisions?
Man, I don't know, but it just makes me want to bundle up into my entertainment pod.
I have a suspicion.
Education pod.
I have a suspicion. The Willuminati.
Whoa.
There is a clandestine group out there secretly plotting how to get Will.i.am more television face time. Wake up, you sheep!
Willuminati, secretive it is.
Well done.
Let's get well inducted done. In here.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hashtag Willuminati.
That's
get
right.
that.
That's
well,
right.
should we get that trend in?
Yeah, yeah.
Should. It could
got,
come back to us.
Yeah, let them know.
Hashtag Willuminati. It's will.u.minati.
I don't know if that's how
that won't work on Twitter, but hey, you know, whatever.
All right. Well,
do your best.
Hey, go for it. Yeah, whatever Eric
hey.
Put.
Speaking of hashtags, I want to thank everybody. We have been getting a lot of great traction on our campaign. As you know, last week on the podcast, we said we're going to be at the Paul McCartney concert this August.
At Dodger Stadium.
And we want him to play the hit song, Temporary Secretary.
Temporary
a not often secretary. Played Paul McCartney single. And so we told everyone, get the hashtag out there, tweet at Paul McCartney, play Temporary Secretary, and we got to keep it going until August. So hopefully you guys keep it going.
Don't
this
roulette.
Week.
Don't take the pressure
don't
off.
Don't give up. And
look, Paul McCartney is a fucking tough dude, okay?
Yeah.
So if you take the pressure off, he's just going to bounce right back. He's going to brush his shoulders off. He's going to be like, oh, enough of that bullshit. On with my regular life. You got to keep the fucking pressure on.
Yeah.
He should be walking into Dodger Stadium, checking his Twitter, thinking to himself, shit, I gotta play Temporary
Secretary. I have no choice.
I have
no choice.
Wait, hold on.
But to not only open, but close with Temporary
Yeah, he's
Secretary.
Gotta play it twice.
Yeah.
He's gonna say, I've got no other fucking option. I don't really know.
He's gonna look to whoever replaced Heather Mills, and he's gonna say, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
What am I gonna do? I'm fucked.
I'm fucking fucked.
I'm fucked.
But we don't want him to be like intimidated to do this.
Well, here's the thing.
No, but here's the thing. He's so tough, he doesn't get intimidated.
Oh.
We just gotta get on his level, put the pressure on, Beatles style.
And just be like, yo, respect, mad respect, Paul.
Well, I just wanna give an update first. I don't have an exact number on how many people tweeted at him.
Yeah.
But we did it so much, he is resting in the hospital. He read so many tweets.
Yeah. He read so many tweets about Temporary Secretary, he thought to himself, shit, I haven't played this song in so long. I'm going to need to cancel a couple shows.
Just to practice.
Just to go, review the tapes.
Yeah.
So he's currently practicing Temporary Secretary.
That sounds accurate.
Don't believe the sickness lies.
That is part of the Willuminati conspiracy.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Right. So anyway, keep tweeting at him. You could throw Get Well Soon in there too. But say that L.A. would feel better, too, if he plays Temporary Secretary. So get that going. This August, he's going to play it at the show. Temporary Secretary.
Oh, my God.
I think we got a good shot. Anyway.
I think it's going
to
happen.
I want to say something that you can do to the Mega 64 podcast, other than listen to it, enjoy it, savor it, and share it, is you could send us stuff to our P.O. Box, which is Mega 64 P.O. Box 713090. Is that correct?
That is 100% correct.
Okay, 713, or is it 173?
We should put this up on the screen. It 713 will be. It's right there.
713090, Santee, California, 92072. And we got a lot of fun stuff this week, so we thought just real quick we would show some of the things we got. First off, actually, I want to give the spotlight to the first one.
Yeah.
We got a special package from the man, the myth, the legend, second to Paul McCartney, the hottest musician in the game today.
In the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a special package from our friend Chris Dane Owens.
Oh my God.
That's right. You know it's official because it's got the certificate of him marching through the skies.
Well, also, it's all signed on the back.
And it says, hey guys, thanks for the support. Shine on. CDO.
Yeah, shine on.
Also, CDO released a bit of info this week on his Twitter that he has a shield in his music videos, a big metallic shield.
I've seen it.
It's from The Matrix Reloaded. It is from the Chateau fight when they're fighting in the Merovingian. Yeah. It's on the wall. It's mounted on the wall with the swords behind
it. Holy shit. You probably have...
I have a figure of that.
A figure of that shield.
Yes.
He has the real
So technically, God. I have a Chris Dane Owens figure.
Wow, he's a bigger Matrix fan than you are.
As you know, he said he would send us Hollywood goodies.
He did say that.
Now,
what's in there? Cocaine?
Now, I already snorted a few of them.
I see some prostitution tickets in there.
I already did some goody snooters,
but
he sent us these little, a mystic pouch.
What's in that pouch?
What's within it?
Cocaine.
Check it out. He gave us straight from where he got the shield, the Warner Brothers lot. We all got Warner Brothers keychains.
Oh, that's badass. Dude,
he sent us shields.
They are shields. One? Everyone gets keychains.
I want to wrap one.
Hey.
Yeah, there you go.
Shine on, CDO. Thank you very
much. Shine
on. Chris, I will be shining on. Thank you.
And you guys get them too. Don't think you're going away empty-handed.
Woo!
Hold on now.
Whoa! No, that's a gun.
What else am I going to hang on this bitch? Jesse Pinkman quote. Wow.
Oh. Well, thank you bad very spoof. Much. Thank you, Chris Dane Owens. Next is, this is from Kobina.
Kobina,
and she said to us, she sent us some jars of a dry form of peanut butter.
What the fuck?
You mix it with water.
It's peanut butter too?
My brother eats this all the time.
They finally improved it.
There's a regular with water? One and a chocolate one in there.
Can I mix it with the saliva in my mouth? Does that work?
You can try, but I probably
won't. She said, thanks for making me and my boyfriend laugh. And she included some Metal Gear toys. For Garrett, but I think he already took them. Thank you, Garrett.
That sounds about right.
glad we could show those. Anyway, but she said the peanut butter is to enjoy for everybody, so I guess you add water to it?
Hell yeah.
We're going to be doing that. Hey, I like peanut butter anything.
My brother is ultra vegan and very health conscious.
Yeah.
And that's the only peanut butter that he eats.
Is it healthy?
We grab one.
It does look healthy.
What did I just get done saying?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's cheating on this. Maybe he is. I think everybody in the Bedore family is probably a cheater.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Suspected cheaters.
Okay, and next up we've got.
Keeps on going.
This is. Some of these don't have a name, but
no,
some do.
Okay, go ahead.
This guy, James. James, a.k.a. Dr. Mouse. I don't know what that is, but he gave us in honor of our number, a 64 from Whataburger.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have a Whataburger.
You know, we don't.
Nope.
No, I guess not.
We don't. Not here. Oh, I never went to one when we were in Texas either.
Me neither.
There's that. We've got. I don't have a name
a lot
yet.
Of stuff.
This one is from Lewis B, and he sent. It's a copy of his band's debut album.
Well, good luck to your band.
What's the band here? Let me see this.
No name.
The band has no name.
The band doesn't have a name?
Well, I bet I could find a name on here. Maybe not, though.
Band with no name. The Beatles.
I'm going to guess that the band is called... Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Hey, I want to say thank you to Jared. Our good friend Jared Thorban. Garrett mistakenly called him out last week because he thought he did something. I don't know what it was. But Jared is a real active guy on Twitter. He's always helping us out. He sent us... This is awesome. Portal 2 bookends. These bookends, you got a guy going in one end and he's coming out the other. So there you go.
That's
Portal
cool.
2.
Awesome.
There you go. Thank you for those bookends. Jared, Very cool. We've got D. Souza. I hope his friend isn't, his brother isn't Kaiser. Usual suspects. All right, and
Brian Singer.
He sent us.
Oh, this is from Turtleverse.
This is from. Is this the Turtleverse?
It definitely is. It definitely is. Look at this. Ready? You open it up, and there's temporary tattoos and shit. He said, "Dear Mega 64, thank you for the most amazing Mega 64 experience of all time by allowing me to share the Turtleverse with your fans."
Is this his favorite iteration of the
Turtleverse? I can't believe I got the Jackvid treatment, because he's on stage with us at the panel. Also, your fans are incredible. So, that's awesome. Thank you very much, Turtleverse.
This is a DVD where two separate Turtleverses cross over, and they meet one another.
The old cartoon characters show up. I remember that. Yeah.
Whoa. This is the definitive Turtleverse
I gotta watch
edition.
I gotta see this. That's fucking cool.
Thank you, DeSouza.
I think this came from him, too. I don't know. There was actually not a name, but I think it's from him. We got Ninja Turtles bandanas.
Oh.
What favorite turtle are you?
Donatello.
Yeah, all right.
I'll be Michelangelo, clearly.
He's a party dude. There you go. Donatello, Michelangelo. I am the noble leader, as of course, so I will choose Leonardo.
Yeah, obviously. You're the noble leader.
The noble, the wisest, the most patient.
You're right. And, like, the biggest badass, let's not forget.
Yeah, he's got swords.
Like, the sexiest.
He's got swords, and he always uses
them. You're, like,
the
one that everybody runs to, and, like, nobody else is good, for basically. Support.
Yeah, he's, like, the lone, I think they call him the lone turtle.
Yeah, that's what they call you.
Yeah. And then Raphael, no one here has any form of sarcasm or wit, so sorry, guys.
Nope.
I always hated Raphael.
Three turtles. He was actually, you know what, in the cartoon, he was my favorite.
Why did you wear the Leonardo?
Because we've already covered it. This is real life, Eric.
He's like the big dual-wielding badass.
You think,
like,
life is a cartoon, Eric? Or yeah. What's up?
Rocco's like the leader of the pack. You ever heard that song, Leader of the Pack, with the motorcycle vrooms? Mm-hmm. That's like Rocco.
Oh, wow.
Eric, I was making a joke. I really think you should put this on. I mean, if anyone hears Raphael.
I think it should go to Kevin.
Kevin is like the new girl turtle they added. That was really offensive. I'm sorry.
I was going to say he was like Casey.
They added a girl turtle?
Yeah. They added in the next mutation. It was a live action show. They added Venus de Milo was a female turtle.
Oh, interesting. That's dumb.
Yeah.
The name, I get what they did
that show
there.
Was boring.
Thank you, Turtleverse, for sending us masks.
Oh, man. That is poking me in the eye. But that's okay. Leonardo fights through any condition. And then finally,
last but not least,
I think this is also from Jared Thorban. Hey, uh-huh. Jared, you went all out. Thank you.
Respect.
Assorted colored fans.
Oh, cool. I'll get one that's orange. Because I have my mask.
So thank you for that. Thank you, everybody who submitted something. Oh, what did he say about the fans? Oh, it will soon be a hot Sunday night with the Mega 64 boys, so I figured you need some fans from a fan. Hey, Jared.
That's tonight, dude.
Genius. Jared is a genius. Thank you very much, everybody. Set something in. Fuck.
There's a lot of fans. There's a lot of fucking fans. This is awesome.
Wow, he went all out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cool, dude.
Fan. I took a fan from a fan.
We look good.
Man, bro.
Well, hold on. I'm fucking cool.
I threw you another one.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, everybody. P.O. Box 713-090, Santee, California, 92072.
Smell like diazin.
Oh.
Smells like orgasm? What are you saying? Diazin. This guy's
crazy. Mine broke. Too, Sean?
Mine broke.
I fanned it too hard.
Mine broke upon opening.
Oh, mine's perfect. All right. Anyway, thank you, everybody. You sent something in. All right.
Thank you.
We, this week, on Mega64.com, we put out something that you might not have seen.
We did release a video. Some of you have seen it, as Rocker said. Maybe you haven't. Todd and Aaron from our VGX special.
We put it... It aired on Spike TV in December, but it never went on YouTube. Now it's on YouTube with a couple modifications. There were a couple tweaks that weren't on the TV version. The TV version, we couldn't use the music that we had.
That was funny because when we made it, we always used the same song for Todd and Aaron, which was provided by some friends of ours in a local band called Ludax. I don't know if they're even a band anymore.
No, they're not.
But when we submitted it to Spike TV, they said, we don't know who this band is, and we're not cleared to use this, and it might say fuck a lot in the background. We're not sure.
Yeah, we're not sure.
So we understand you guys like, you know, heavy rockin', you know, rockin' metal music. We have a whole library of music like that, so we'll send some stuff over to you. And that was a really fun day, listening to all the pre-approved badass rock music that they're allowed to use on TV, because it is not that.
Yeah. It was, they were even sending me choices that even their legal department was making fun of.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, I apologize for the lyrics in this one. And it was seriously like, my soul is ripping away. My soul, you eat my soul. I mean, it was that bad. It was embarrassing.
But I thought it was funny. I think it added to the video in its own special way.
Yeah.
And for those of you who watched it originally, it was introduced by Joel McHale. And I thought that was kind of cool. Have Joel McHale do a little commentary on Mega 64 video.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell if he liked it or not, but
I don't think he did.
I don't think he did, but also I think he was very drunk, so he probably didn't even pay attention to it. Nobody paid attention to it.
I think it seemed to me like he was just annoyed by all the yelling. Like, he just wasn't into... He probably had to hear us yelling 1,000 times.
Honestly, in our defense, we're very fucking smart.
Yeah.
And we keep our ear to the ground. And when we do a Todd and Aaron video, it is so in the industry. Like, we're making good, relevant comments. Joel McHale is not a part of the video game industry, typically. So maybe a bunch of the humor just went right over his head.
Maybe.
And the only thing he took out of it was, these guys are loud, which they are.
Very, very possible.
Also, so, you're drunk. That's all you...
Was he drunk?
Yeah, don't you remember? Didn't you watch it with us?
I watched it.
Oh, he was blasted. He was during that. Yeah.
Really drunk.
Oh, that sucks.
Why?
That sucks.
Being drunk is great.
No, if you hire Joel McHale to do something and he shows up drunk, that's so disrespectful.
Well, I don't think he showed up drunk. I think they were.
They were. Yeah. I think he pretty much detailed all of that during the show.
Okay.
So yeah.
And then respect back to you, Joel McHale. That's fine.
Exactly. Check it out if you haven't seen it. It's on our YouTube now. Yeah.
It is on our YouTube channel, the Todd and Aaron Next Gen Awards. Go see that now. Just as relevant as ever, if not more so. E3's coming up.
E3's really soon, and I am excited for it.
I'm excited for this year's E3 because, you know, it's interesting. We really don't know shit, and that is in itself kind of not exciting.
Yeah.
But I'm excited because of it, because we have all these next gen consoles are out. At this point, now there's no other time. They have to announce what is really like going to drive them now. They can't wait. Like, it can't, you know what I mean? They can't, you can't have an E3 and go, oh yeah, we don't really have anything for PS4. Like, this is the E3 to lay the cards out.
Yeah.
It, just in terms of games. Last year we got the hardware out of the way. This year, all it's going to be is game debuts, because everything's out. All the big shit is out. So, I'm about it. I'm ready. E3, baby. You're going to see me there. You're going to see me, and you're going to see my face smiling.
Fuck yeah. Okay.
Fuck yeah. Cool. Speaking of games, we were talking about a third party apparently has stepped in. We were talking about there's been a lot of announcements with Smash Brothers.
That's true.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
There was a
little tweak in my voice there.
They announced, so Ike was in, he was in Brawl, right?
Yes.
Brawl was...
And he's from Fire Emblem.
Ike was in Brawl. Are you going to talk about his redesign?
No, I don't really know anything about other than they announced it. Is there something you know about that?
Yeah, so they announced Ike for the new Smash Brothers. He will be returning, character from Fire Emblem. Ike was in the previous version of Smash Brothers, but he has a new character design in the new one, which is causing some outrage.
It is? Really?
In Japan.
Why?
Really?
Rocco, let me tell you about Japanese culture, because I know you don't know a lot about it.
He doesn't.
So I'm going to fill you in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm just going to let that breathe. Yeah. Ike has been bulked up. He is a bigger, beefier, more macho character, and the criticism coming out of 2chan, big Japanese forum.
It's huge.
People keep calling him Gorilla Ike.
Oh.
And they keep saying he looks like a gorilla. And they are upset because they preferred the way Ike looked in the previous game. He had muscles, but he was a little bit slimmer, you know. And I think the mentality is the preference for a character that's a little bit skinnier and uses technique to win the battle as opposed to
bulk.
bulk and strength, which is what this new character appears to be about.
You know, Japan, that is one big rift between Japan and here, is Japan doesn't understand our obsession with, like, bulky, like, muscle, like, you know what I mean? It's like when we, it permeates everything, like, the action figures we make, and the art we have in comics and stuff, it's always give them rippling muscles. Yeah. And it's really funny, because if you go look right now, like, on my shelf next to my desk, the figures, you could tell what's American and what's Japanese, because the Japanese Power Rangers figures are real slender dudes.
Huh.
And the Red Ranger is from America is like, I mean, he looks like The Rock, like huge body, and his head is very small compared to the rest of it.
Interesting.
But anyway, so that's funny that they're complaining about that. That's that seems about right. I didn't know that, though.
Well, there you have it. So, Ike, be prepared for Gorilla Ike coming this fall. I don't know. Whenever the new Smash Brothers comes out.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be fall.
We'll be featuring Gorilla Ike.
But let's talk about the big Smash Brothers news. Some genius third-party... I wish I knew the name of the company. I don't. Some genius third-party company is releasing a GameCube controller for the Wii U. I can't believe there wasn't a faster company that thought of that.
Yeah, really?
Like, that blows my mind. Because I know that's the question I heard almost every time the Smash Brothers, the new one was brought up was, can't play with a GameCube controller. What is the company? PDP? Is that it? I've never heard of them. But apparently they're doing a GameCube controller.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's actually really big news. You're going to definitely be hearing more about that.
Yep.
I'm sure as more details come out. You heard it here first. We broke the news.
We did break the news.
New GameCube controller coming out for the Wii U. Look forward to that. Smash Brothers might actually be playable.
You could use... What was it with the last... You could use GameCube on... It was on the Wii, right? The last
one. Yeah, but okay. I heard that they released Wiis that no longer had GameCube ports after a while.
The Wii... Now, they don't sell the standard Wii anymore. Now it's a Wii Mini that doesn't have any... It's like it can play a Wii disc and that's it.
That's fucked up. Do they offer the GameCube port one anymore at all?
I think they do.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's just meant as like, hey, here's a $50 little thing if
it's
you...
It's 50
if
bucks?
You, I think it is. I could be wrong on that, but I thought it was really cheap. And it doesn't have online. It doesn't have anything.
Right. I'm looking for a Wii to put in my car. Because I have, like, audio and video.
You should probably be focused on the road, I think.
This isn't for me. But, like, audio and video, and then I also have, like, an AC adapter. So I feel like I could plug it in, like, if I had that.
Hey, it's a super cheap Wii. So, yeah, I don't know. It's $99?
Oh, then never mind.
I feel like at this point that should not be $99.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, get it. Ooh, yeah. That's $99 and it's better.
Oh, I'm not going to do that either.
Anybody playing any video games? I kind of had a slow week, not been playing very much stuff.
I streamed on the PS4. You know what I was going to try to play this week was Trials?
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah, and it just hung up on PS4. It would not download for me. And you know what? Hey, Kevin, we tried to download it overnight. Kevin joined me on I streamed from my PS4 at my house recently. And yeah, we were trying to get that to go. Hey, the next morning it wasn't done. My house has internet that is as fast as the Google headquarters. Wow. Which, that's actually not an exaggeration. I saw someone test the internet at the Google headquarters. It was the same as mine.
Wow.
And it wouldn't download it for some reason. It's finished now. Now it works, but it didn't then, so I didn't get to play it. I played some of... You know what I'd never played before? I played some of Fez, which is an indie game.
Yeah, did you like it? I played Fez before. What did you think about it? We've never talked about Fez.
No, I only played it for an hour. And it was fun.
It's fun. It's very weird, and... Yeah. The thing is, you only played it for about half hour or an hour.
Not very long, yeah.
So you notice that there's multiple paths to take in Fez. That is very expansive. And that kind of turned me off to Fez because I walked through a door thinking like, okay, eventually it'd take me back to where I started. And I just kept going through fucking doors. And I was like, wow, there actually is like a lot of thought put into this game. But it's almost too much because I have like shit to do and... I'm just, like, getting lost through these doors.
Pretty cool, though, that was just, like, the work of a couple guys, you know, mostly one.
Mostly one.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, I go back and forth between thinking, like, wow, this is really cool and really amazing, and a little bit too much.
Yeah. No, I feel you. I feel you.
But I definitely think it's worth checking out.
Hey, that was my thought on, and what we were going to talk about, too, I'm sure, was, that was my thought when we played Mercenary Kings, was it was asking me to do a lot of shit. And at the same time, Kevin and I tried playing it, and I tried playing it later with Mariel, too, and we tried multiplayer, and it split the screen into four screens, and was, you know, between that and asking us to do all the grinding and shit, it wasn't just like run and gun. And so it was like, this is like, this is overwhelming me with a lot of things right now. Sure. And then Eric tells me, hey, I play the best game, Mercenary Kings. And
hey,
I'm like,
play
that
game single player? That's like, that's probably one of my favorite games.
So I figured out the mistake that we made is I have only played it multiplayer.
Is that you've been playing, Eric?
I cannot recommend that game.
What is Mercenary Kings?
It is so much fun. It is like, it's almost like it kind of takes it from, like, its base is almost Metal Slug, where it's side-scrolling, but you have just one big, well, a couple different, like, big expansive maps, and you have different missions, like, okay, you have to go and destroy this boss, or in this one, you have to go collect these pieces. When you go and collect the pieces, you go back to your home base and build different guns that do different stuff, armor-piercing, corrosive bullets, like, fire bullets, whatever, and then you keep leveling your character up through the guns and through the knives and everything.
That's cool.
It's a lot of fun. So, I really, really, really recommend it.
But for some reason, when you play local multiplayer, it gives each player their own screen. It's like, we could just share the screen. It's okay. We're all cooperatively playing at the same time.
I don't understand how it could do...
It breaks it into two, and then also breaks it into another two, so each person has a menu on screen at the same time. That was not a... I don't think that was a good move. The art and the music and everything in that game is so well done, but I didn't understand why it was doing that to me.
And what is that available on?
I have it on PS4. I'm playing it on Garrett's PS4.
Oh, okay.
And it's also on PC, so you should get it on Steam.
Oh, okay.
And you can
play
it with
check that out.
I really
Steam.
Recommend playing it like with a controller and stuff. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm having a blast. If you like Monster Hunter-type collecting games or Metal Slug-type side-scrolling games or Borderlands-type customization games, this is a game for you, I think.
So, yeah, he was checking that out. I haven't really dug into it myself, I'm probably not buying it, but saw a little bit of Wolfenstein that Garrett got on PS4.
Yeah, I saw him playing that, too.
Yeah, and that was pretty cool. It doesn't really, like... The PS4 version is definitely smooth. Like, you're not getting a hiccup on there. Didn't really look... You can see... And something that happened this week, I was telling the other guys about this... You've got the new Batman game on the horizon now, Batman Arkham Knight, and they just released gameplay for the first time, and man, you can tell that's really like the first giant third-party game that is committed solely to the new consoles. They're not doing a 360 or PS3 version, and it shows. There is a level of detail that is just unreal. Subtle shit, but just, I mean, it looks incredible. And that's what I'm kind of missing right now. I mean... It's still the first year of the new consoles. You don't have the killer game just yet. It takes a little while. But a lot of them, the third-party games that are coming out right now, still have their foot in last gen. And I think, like with Wolfenstein, it definitely has the markings of a PS3 game. It's not quite there. But it looks... I mean, it's smooth on PS4. But anyway, it looked fun. I don't know if I'm going to pick that up. But I guess it's running on an old engine, like people are saying. But... Anyway, but that new Batman game, the media that has been released of that, there's just a level of detail.
That's
when
cool.
He's looking out at the horizon, it's like, yep, that's a new device doing that. Like, it looks good.
We're going to see that a lot, I think, in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, I really, that's what I want to see at E3. I know, you know, it's risky because the current, the past-gen consoles have such a big user base, you don't want to abandon them just yet, but I think we got to see some commitment to these new devices. And also, they streamed this game, The Order 1886. I thought that looked awesome.
What's that?
Game that takes place back in, I guess, 1886. But they somehow new, like, futuristic weaponry has made its way back there. And I don't know if it's some time travel shit or what's going on. But anyway, it looked interesting. But what impressed me the most is something that you're... A subtlety that you're starting to see in these new consoles that you didn't in the past ones is the cinematography. And this game actually has the look of a certain kind of lens. Like, it's like you're looking through all of it through kind of soft glass. Huh. Like you're literally looking through an old lens. And I don't know how else to describe it, but you could see it. And there's almost like the filter, the softness of film. Like, there's film grain.
That's weird.
And it really replicates the feeling of film, like 35mm film.
Right.
You're seeing, now that you have games just running on these next-gen consoles, you're starting to see that subtlety in there. And I thought it looked like it was shot like a period piece. Like I was really impressed by it. So anyway,
really cool.
I'll be curious to check that out. Maybe it'll be playable at E3.
Yeah. People are talking about it in the chat, but like, I'm definitely buying Mario Kart.
Yep.
Cannot wait.
I'm in on that.
When does that come out?
30, Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
so
I'm stoked.
Soon. Yeah, I'm really, really excited for that.
Can we, like, hang out and play it or something?
Yes. We, you know, we played a little bit of it at E3 last year, and...
Yeah.
It's fucking, I don't know. It was just a lot of cool, like, the physics of it, racing upside down for some parts and went back. It was cool. I'm really excited about it.
The Zero-G stuff looks super awesome. But there is and the graphics, it looks like a Pixar movie.
It looks really it looks good. Really there good. Is a anyway. Huge flaw with the game, though, right. In that the retro courses don't feature Baby Park. I don't know what I have to do.
What it, Nintendo, what's up?
I don't know what I have to do to get
you
through to Nintendo.
You talked to the president of Nintendo. You should have mentioned
yeah,
it.
Yeah, why didn't you bring that up? Yeah.
God damn it.
You had an audience with
I blame
I'm
us.
I'm going to text Reggie and tell him, why is Baby Park not in the fucking new Mario Kart? All I want is Baby Park back.
Yeah.
God damn it.
What's up? I am going to get that. I am also, the next week, going to get Tomodachi Life.
Oh.
I have no idea at all what to expect from that game, but I'm looking forward to it.
What is it?
It is a very Japanese game that is, you have a character, the more I think about it, it's sounding like Animal Crossing. Maybe I don't want to get this.
Yeah, that doesn't.
It always looked like Animal Crossing,
but it's a lot more eccentric in the things you could do. There's just like a whole bunch of shit to do. I don't know how to describe it.
I get what everyone's saying about Animal Crossing now because obviously the game is old, and now it's like, oh, I don't want to go back to that. I get the idea of a game where you just play it forever and you can't beat it, and it's like, well, what's the point of this? And now I'm looking back at the time I spent on it, like, why did I do that? Why did I try to get those dinosaur fossils to give to the museum? Who's going to see the museum?
I don't know, man.
Who's looking at the museum now? No one.
I don't know.
So where's your museum at? I was going to say, real quick with Mario Kart, they're being real aggressive with selling this game. If you buy it, if you get it, like, day one, you get a free other game. And you, I think it's a download, but they're retail games. But you get a free code for it. You could pick one of a few.
Wow.
And, Zelda Wind Waker remake.
Really?
Wii Party U.
Oh, I want to get that one.
Pikmin 3 and then like a Mario game or something. I don't know.
What?
Mario Galaxy 2.
You buy Mario Kart day one, you get that?
You get a code for... I think you have to register it on their website or whatever and then you get a code. Yeah.
Shit.
What's up?
Well, then I'm going to do that. I'm definitely going to do that, and I'm definitely going to get, I think...
Poor lighting.
Wii Party U, I played at E3 last year, and it seems like a kind of game, like, if I have people over my house, obviously it'd be a good game, and I have that happen a lot, so maybe I'll do that.
I think that's the only one I don't have. Well, I don't have Pikmin. I don't really care about Pikmin.
Pikmin's fun, but I don't know if you'd really care about it. I liked it, though.
Club Nintendo through July 30th. Anyway, so that's cool. I am definitely going to get that. Was there any other video game stuff? Anything you wanted to say?
No, I'll be talking about it next week.
Yeah, definitely. We had some movies.
Yeah, I had a chance to see a movie this weekend. It's a movie out in theaters right now. It might be leaving theaters, so check it out while you still can.
Go fast.
It's a movie called Blue Ruin, and it was very good. I don't want to say too much because it's the type of story that is very engaging right from the very beginning, and you just want to figure out what's happening the whole time. I told these guys, I highly recommend it. I thought it was very good. It reminded me of Drive. Less stylized, though. Not to say it doesn't look good or it doesn't have style. It's just not... doesn't have this 80s synth vibe to it. It's more of a classical cinematography type movie. But I think the story is kind of reminiscent of Drive. Blue Ruin is about a homeless man who finds out that somebody is getting out of jail. And this person wronged him long ago in his life. And he doesn't want them to get out of jail. So without saying too much, he basically goes to the jail to wait for this person to get out, and he has a knife with him. That's the setup for Blue Ruin, which is the name of the movie. Check it out. It's very awesome. I really enjoyed it. A little slow. I have some complaints, but I don't want to get into it because I don't want to spoil it for anybody. So I'm just going to say check it out. Blue Ruin. Cool.
I also saw a movie that I was... So I went on a bad movie kick this week. While I was doing work, I like to put on bad movies. I saw the biggest piece of shit I'd ever watched. It was called Jobs, starring Ashton Kutcher as Steve Jobs. Kevin saw most of it. Eric saw a good chunk of it as well, so you guys can speak to it. In my review, I think if I could sum it up in a sentence, it is a parody of a movie. It is not really one. It is a parody of what a dramatic movie should be. Would you say that's fair from what you saw?
It looks like a TV movie that somehow got released in theaters, and the whole
which I think it is.
If I paid money to see it, I would have been furious.
Did it do well?
No, not at all. The opening of it. Now I love awkward. I love awkward things that make you cringe. I thrive on that, but I have my limits. The opening of Jobs And Eric said this best as well. It was like watching fucking cosplay. He is dressed. It starts with a flash forward. It's him when he's an old man, an older man, and he debuts the iPod.
Okay.
He looks like he's dressed in a costume, and he's just, well, get ready because I'm going. They embellish every word. It wasn't at all like Steve Jobs would have talked. And he's walking around. I have something in my pocket that is going to change your life completely, forever and eternally. You know, he's like talking in a way that it's like fucking like Lord of the Rings. Like,
yeah,
what are
yeah.
you saying? And then he goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, the iPod." And this crowd stands up in slow motion, clapping. And it's like, you guys have never heard of this. You don't know what the fuck it is.
We just watched that keynote.
Yeah, we watched the official keynote.
Not that long ago.
Yeah.
And that's not what happens at all.
That's not what happens at all. He takes out an iPod and goes, let me explain what this is. But
it
anyway.
It really looks like cosplay at the beginning because yeah. they keep shooting Ashton Kutcher, who's supposed to be Steve Jobs. They're shooting him from behind and from the sides, and like they never show his face
yeah.
until like halfway through the press conference scene. And yeah. it's like, Oh, it's Ashton Kutcher playing pretend as somebody that he just wanted to make a movie about.
Yeah. And there's a great scene later on where it's him. This is called the Macintosh, but we've got to work on it, but we've got to get the fonts good. It's got to have beautiful fonts in it. And a guy goes, Steve, I think we should focus on how powerful the computer is. I don't think it matters what fonts are on it. And Steve Jobs, a.k.a. Ashton Kutcher, looks at him and goes, if you don't share the vision and the artistry that Apple has, then you can get the fuck out of my office.
Oh, my God.
You know, so
God.
Anyway, Steve Jobs tribute. I want to say thank you, Ashton, for that great movie. Anyway, that's a piece of shit. Then I watched another movie that I ended up loving. It is called Pain and Gain, the Michael Bay movie that came out a year ago. Put that on thinking, oh, I'll have a laugh at this. I legitimately enjoyed the shit out of that movie.
The one with Mark Wahlberg and The Rock?
Yep. Yeah. That movie was great. And it is about beefhead, lunkhead morons that try to steal all the money from one of their clients at the gym. They think that this Jewish dude has too much money, and they are just like, hey, this guy's just on his own. He doesn't deserve all that. Let's fucking take it. And they fuck up so bad over and over and over. And I told the other guys this, but if this doesn't sell you on the movie, I don't know what will. At the very beginning, they let you know this is a true story. And it is. You look it up, it all happened. The movie gets more and more ridiculous. They fuck up worse and worse. By the end, it gets so ridiculous you're going like, okay, they've left.
Yeah, we've left reality. Yeah.
This is getting so fucking goofy. This is the last act of the movie. In the middle of the intensity, they cut, hard cut to graphic. This is still a true story. Once they did that, I went, oh, you got me. This is great. So anyway, I really highly recommend that. Check it out. But I looked online. It didn't have many good reviews. So
yeah,
maybe I'm not
saying that you're wrong. You're so wrong.
Hey, I love the shit out of that movie. Anyway, Pain and Gain. It was the whole movie was full of shit, and it knew it. It's all tongue in cheek. Maybe some people couldn't perceive that it knew that, but it absolutely did. The movie was tongue in cheek. It was great. Pain and Gain. Check it out.
Cool.
Anyway, was there any other movie shit?
No, I think if Garrett was here, we'd talk about X-Men. I'm sure he saw it, but
I wonder if he did.
He saw Godzilla.
He saw Godzilla.
He saw it, yeah.
You didn't see it?
No.
You know, I just, all these big movies that everyone's talking about, I just don't care.
Yeah,
and you know what's funny? I've been reading a lot of articles. For whatever reason, there's a lot of talk about the original Matrix movie lately online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it inspired me. It's all these articles about how the movie actually sucks. So if you like it, you're an idiot.
Oh, cool.
What is up with that?
It stirred a curiosity in me because I always liked The Matrix. I thought to myself, is this movie as bad as people say? Do I not remember the crappiness of it? So I went back and I recently rewatched The Matrix, and I have to say, honestly, it's still fucking awesome.
It's a milestone movie.
Yeah, and any problem that you have with The Matrix is because you already saw The Matrix 10 years ago and you know everything about The Matrix.
Yeah.
It's like, they wear stupid trench coats. God, they look stupid. And it's like, well, yeah, it's the fucking Matrix. They invented that.
Yeah.
Oh, look at all the computers and the cell phones. It's so archaic and old technology. Well, yeah, the movie's approaching 20 years old.
Well,
and I was going to say, people just slam it for being of the 90s. But it's
dated. This movie's dated.
The movie starts with a date on a computer, and it says February 16th or whatever, February 1998. So for it to be anything outside of a movie taking place in 1998 would be a little bit weird. So I just want to tell everybody, hey, The Matrix, still a good movie. Check it out. It's still awesome.
That's what I was going to say, is that if there's this trend of articles saying exactly that. Did you know it's dated? Uh-huh. They give you a date at the beginning. I mean, like, go no further. The beginning has a date. It tells you that date. It's unbelievable. I don't know what this trend is. We've been seeing that and people saying, did you know the original Star Wars sucks too? I mean, it's just been like...
Oh, yeah, also, I've been reading a lot of articles about how the original Star Wars sucks, which...
It's all clickbait.
That is... That's a movie that's twice as old as The Matrix.
I want to talk about the Star Wars thing really quick. We were talking about this. J.J. Abrams is doing this thing where he was talking about some charity thing.
Yeah,
where,
like, charity.
You donate enough money, and then you can be an extra, and they'll put you in makeup and a costume and stuff, which is a cool idea, I guess. I mean, this extra, so who cares? But in the middle of this spiel, this creature walks on screen, and it looks... It's a dumb-looking creature, whatever. It walks on, goes like... And then keeps walking, and that's it. But I got so excited when I saw that, because it wasn't fucking CGI... It was just
It's a goofy rubber puppet.
It was a puppet like the original three Star Wars, and I got super stoked for that. So I know that's why they had that guy in there. I really believe that.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't gonna get excited, and I'm finding myself slowly becoming more and more excited. So
they could. We'll see. But here's the thing about that, and we've all talked about it too, and I agree. Like, I'm not going into this with any form of like expectation or really excitement, just other than like, well, I'm going to see it. It's a seventh one. I'm going to see it. Okay. But if they release a trailer today, I'll still be Mr. Skeptic. I'll be like, yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see. But that was a great gesture.
Yeah.
Just showing footage of a shitty rubber puppet walking by is, to me, a better gesture than you could release a trailer, you could release a whatever.
Yeah.
Just, the proof is in the pudding. Look, Jim Henson Studios made this thing.
Right.
That looked really cool. I agree. I thought that was a good
movie. I believe that this is a movie that everyone's going to talk shit on or whatever, but I still think everyone I know is going to see this movie.
Yep.
Like, we're all going to see it, and I hope it's great. Like, it probably won't be.
The odds are very against it.
I really hope it is, so.
And it's the kind of movie that, like the prequels, if it's just as shitty, people will rave about how great it is anyway.
True.
So
the walkout saying it was the best action movie of all time.
Do you remember, it's great watching, there's a documentary we watched, remember Starweight?
Starweight was fantastic.
Starweight was a documentary about people waiting in line for Attack of the Clones.
Yep.
And it's great because it's just about how long these people wait and their whole journey up to that point. And then they see the movie, and it's great because during the end credits, they interview people coming out of Attack of the Clones, and they're saying exactly that. They're going, oh, best sci-fi movie, I think, maybe ever, maybe the past 50 years at least. I mean, it's so funny. The hype running off of them, it's irrelevant to what they saw in the theater.
Well, they waited, a month outside of on a sidewalk.
They're talking about how it's a revolutionary sci-fi film.
They could not leave saying, oh, that sucked, I was wasting my time.
Yeah.
Wow, I wish I wouldn't have waited 30 days to see that.
30? Oh, man. Some of them 90.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was
oh, my God.
Outrageous. But anyway.
We know some of those guys, too.
Yeah.
Lining
up TV.
That was all cool. So, yeah, Matrix is still good. Star Wars is still good.
Got those confirmed.
Star Wars better than ever, actually. Check it out. Blue Ruins, good movie. Pain and Gain, good movie. How much time we got?
We're at time.
Okay, I just want to say one last thing.
Yeah.
I go on CNN. I'm doing this new tradition. CNN headlines. I found such a fucking funny story on CNN today. They have finally released, officially, they know, Tupac's last words.
Oh. I saw this.
I saw the news story, but I didn't see the last words.
Do you know what the last words are?
Yeah. But you tell.
I laughed so hard.
Oh, it's perfect.
I don't know if I should tell the story leading up to the last words, or if I should just say, frankly, what the last words were.
I think you tell the story.
You know what?
Tell a story.
I'm gonna say what the last words were, and then I'll tell the story.
Okay.
Tupac was killed 18 years ago. For 18 years, we've always wondered, one of the most prolific rappers of all time, if not the most prolific rapper, highly influential, will go down in history for just all the magnificent thoughts and philosophies he had. A real philosophical, intelligent man, Tupac was. Any guesses as to what his last words may have been?
No.
If
I had the story, be real.
Like, be good to one another. I don't know.
Tupac's last words. Fuck you.
Well, now I need the story.
Doesn't matter. Tupac got shot. Was shot. Police officer arrives on scene, pulls him out of the car. He's all bloody. He's covered in blood, filled with bullet holes. The police officer is trying to get information out of Tupac. Tell me, who shot you? I'm here. I'll catch the guy. Tell me who shot you. Tupac looks him right in the eyes and goes, fuck you, and dies.
Oh, whoa! God. That's awesome!
Oh, my God.
That is awesome.
The cop was saying, like, I thought I was going to get a moment of cooperation.
Yeah, like, he's like, wow.
Oh, I figure, like, he'll tell me who did this, he's like, and we'll catch him.
He says, I pulled Tupac out of the car. He's covered in gold and jewelry, and all the gold is covered in blood. And that'll be an image that stays with me for the rest of my life. And I'm asking him, who shot you? Who shot you? And he's fighting with me. He's fighting with me. He doesn't want to say anything. And then finally, I see this wave of serenity wash over him, and he stops fighting, and he relaxes, and I think finally he's going to cooperate. And I say, who shot you? And he looks in my eyes, and he goes, he forces the words out, fuck you.
Whoa.
There you have it.
Wow.
Thank you for watching.
Thank you, everybody, watching the podcast. Check out shop.mega64.com and get the Digital Surfer shirt while it's still available. And go to lootcrate.com/mega64 to subscribe to Loot Crate and get a box of great stuff every month. And go to sumolounge.com and get one of the most comfortable chairs of all time. And thank you, everybody, for watching.
And real quick, Hobblegoblin is wondering, what is the source on this? CNN.com.
CNN.com.
Thank you, and good night.
Thank you, and good night. And wait, wait, wait. The last words of this podcast? Fuck you.